is Davin's Den.
Is Davin's Den.
And we are back. Thank you for hanging with us on Davin's Den tonight. We've had a good time thus far, and on the break, lots of fun stuff. Let's do some turbulent air. Let's start with some turbulent air because Joe's backdrop, it looks like he's prepared for it.
To people who aren't watching the Facebook feed, Joe has a backdrop that looks like some kind of command center for like NASA or...
What's funny is behind Joe's head, there's like a map of something, and on the map, it looks like there's a cock.
What?
Yeah. If Joe moves his head, you might see it.
I don't see that.
Over more, Joe. There it is. There's the cock just protruding from the screen. There it is. And it looks like it's going to go into vagina. I see it.
Oh, wait. There it is.
Yeah. Now Pip can't unsee it.
Yeah, but that's a really big vagina that it's going into.
Well, it's a really big cock.
That's a hot dog down a hallway, man.
Thank you, Joe Piccoli. All right, let me play some turbulent air. Come on. There you go.
This is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see a beautiful serene river. If you look to your left, majestic mountains. Uh-oh, straight ahead it seems like we have a big black cloud. We're gonna need you to fasten your seatbelts, folks, because it looks like we're in for a turbulent flight.
An Allegiant Airlines passenger was kicked off a flight because he refused to change his mask from one that purportedly had the slogan, "Let's go Brandon," video shows. The clip posted by Libs of TikTok. Why is that a thing? Libs of TikTok shows the man wearing a surgical mask arguing with an airline employee who mentions the comment, "You've written on there." Though the video does not show the message on his mask, the caption said it featured the slogan, "Let's go Brandon," and a not-so-secret code for "Fuck Joe Biden" among detractors. "Today you can't have a 'Let's go Brandon' on your mask or you'll be removed," the caption said. Footage showed the woman repeatedly telling the passenger to gather his belongings and get off the plane. Scram! Scram, stupid. She also tells him she doesn't give him permission to record her, though the video is captured by someone else.
I'm sorry. Do you have a scram, stupid, like...
It's time to go. Across the aisle, they press the scram, stupid light. You know what you did.
Scram, stupid.
We should have those at comedy clubs, too.
Yeah. The captain has just put on the "Get Lost, Moron" sign.
Hey, Joe, quick aside, remember that comedy club I called your opinion on a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
And I sent that email? Never heard back. Okay, moving right along. It's okay. I'll be fine. I'll get my cell without chicken.
There's hotel rooms with three people somewhere out there, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. You always know how to buoy my spirits. I'll tell you what, though, it pays better. Those three people pay a lot better. Anyway. Of course they do. Anyway. Allegiant told Fox Business that the man was removed for ignoring the crew member's instruction. The video in question depicts part of an incident involving a passenger who failed to comply with repeated crew member requests to adhere to the federal face mask policy. The airline said in a statement, the passenger was removed from the flight and issued a refund for his fare. So for Allegiant, that was probably $29.95. Disregarding instructions from flight crew members is prohibited by federal regulations and is grounds for removal from a flight where such conduct creates an unsafe environment. That mask is creating an unsafe environment, woman. The decision to remove a passenger is never made lightly. Well, maybe it is. And is always done with the safety of our passengers and crew in mind. Less though. The airline told Fox Business. In April, the FAA adopted a zero-tolerance policy against unruly passenger behavior, because before then it was a free-for-all, which includes failure to comply with crew members' instructions. We welcome the FAA's renewed strong stance on unruly passengers, understanding the safety risks such incidents can create for both passengers and crew. Allegiant didn't specify why the passenger was deemed unruly or why his inscription violated the rules. You know what you did. In a similar recent incident... A Spirit Airlines passenger, and now Allegiant and Spirits are one, so they can really get together, because there was a merger. Passenger claimed he was forced to remove his electronic face mask featuring the same slogan. Wow, you were really going all out with your stupidity.
You had to buy a AAA battery. You actually, people are assholes.
Yes. Adam Randagna, a supporter of former President Donald Trump, flying from Cleveland, Ohio to Tampa, two white trash places. No, I'm just kidding. Last posted a viral video. Well, oh, wow, Joe's head disappeared. You're right. Posted a viral video showing him being handed a surgical mask to replace the one he was wearing. And in October, a Southwest Airlines pilot was captured on video saying, "Let's go, Brandon," over the flight's intercom. We did that story.
Yeah, we did.
The phrase took on a life of its own as conservatives used it as a rally cry to demonstrate their belief that the mainstream media treat President Biden with paradoxical favoritism.
Oh. Paradoxical.
There's no way anybody who's wearing a "Let's Go Brandon" mask knows what that word means.
paradoxical rule.
No, Joe. A paradoxical is a dachshund that's been crippled.
Has a little doggy wheelchair.
Yeah, that Pip would drive up to and make fun of because she's a trollop.
Look at that. Look at that crippled doggy.
Crippled short dog with your crippled mini stop sign. You know what you did.
Can't wag his tail. Have to tie a string to his fore.
My God. What's your job? My job is to wag the dog's tail. Just see somebody going like this.
See, he's happy.
He's happy because I'm moving the string.
Whose tail is this? Who's the tail operator?
Who's moving this tail?
What are you doing? I'm a tail operator. When there's a tail ID, I call into action. See my background? That's me.
And they say there's no good jobs out there. It emerged after an NBC Sports reporter during an interview with NASCAR driver Brandon Brown claimed fans were chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," when they were actually shouting the slur against the commander-in-chief here. All right, let me weigh in on this. I don't think the guy should have been kicked off the plane for his "Let's Go Brandon" mask. There's no cursing. There's no expletives. The guy was an asshole, though. I mean, can't we just fly without making our little political statements? Can't we just get from point A to point B? That being said, being an asshole should not be against regulations unless you're bothering other people. And if it said "fuck Joe Biden," then I could see that being a problem because there's an expletive on there.
Right.
"Let's go, Brandon." Let him wear his stupid mask. We all know he's an asshole because the Allegiant flight is where he's going to make his big political statement. Yeah. The Allegiant flight to wherever the fuck they wherever Allegiant goes. That's where I'm going to change the course of history. And you know what? This might be a little power hungry here of the flight attendant. I mean, really, who is he bothering with this? Were there complaints? If there was a complaint, go, "Listen, ma'am, there's not a curse on," or "Sir, there's not a curse on it. I understand you don't like it. He's got a right to wear it. Don't look at him." I mean, this is the way adults handle this stuff, I would think.
The thing about it is that basically, it's when you go on an airliner, it's their rules. Nobody's got it right. It's their rules. The only thing I could think of, and basically the civility in flying has gone out the window.
Yes.
What he might be worried about is somebody having a problem with the mask, another passenger. "Fuck you. No, fuck you. Fuck." Now, at 50,000 feet, you got to fight in the air. The plane's got to be diverted. Everybody's inconvenienced. So maybe they just feel if we just tell them not to wear the mask or wear another mask instead of that one, what you're saying is
we can't have any political statements. So you can't wear your Joe Biden t-shirt, if such a thing exists. You can't wear your Donald Trump hat, and God knows they do exist. You can't wear any of that because somebody somewhere might be offended. No, we can't live like that. There's no cursing on there. There's nothing. I don't agree.
When it comes to an airliner, it's their plane, their rules.
I understand. But this isn't a policy of it. This isn't an Allegiant-wide policy. This was one flight attendant who decided she didn't want it, and this guy's fucked now. I think the guy's an asshole, but I don't think he should be kicked off.
It's a hall, there's something. If it's in a public place on the ground, you're talking about something that's hurtling at 500 miles an hour through the sky at 50,000 feet. You know, if you're trying to curtail a problem, you know, and you know what? Years ago, not, but cause we've had this discussion before. Civility in this country is gone thanks to social media and all this other stuff. So it could be a problem where they're worried about somebody getting out of hand on the plane over the fucking mask, And now there's a problem at 50,000 feet doing 500 miles an hour. Well, the plane has got to be diverted to the closest airport. Meanwhile, people that are that have a destination aren't going to get there for 3 hours because this asshole's got a mask.
So what happens, Joe? What happens if I want to wear my MAGA hat?
I think it's something that's been a situation for a couple of years.
Hold on, but what happens if I want to wear my MAGA hat? Do I have to take that off?
You might, if they feel it might be offensive and a problem during the flight.
Oh, my God. People got to fucking relax. I can't believe I'm defending the asshole on this flight, going against Joe on this.
Well, it's
on,
more.
Dude, how many times have we flown, man? You know, how many things you get on an airline you think is bullshit, but you just do it just not to cause a problem, and you don't want to get the heat off?
Listen, I said I think the guy's an asshole. I just said he shouldn't get kicked off. Go, Pip.
No, I was just going to say that it. You know, there's so many times that people have been offensive on flights that I understand a little bit their want to, like, curb any potential problems because people have just been wilding on flights. However, I think that this is a stupid move. Unless he did something belligerent to indicate to her that he was not going to be somebody that was going to be respectful and obedient of their rules. There was no purpose in
he put the mask on. It's their rules. He's wearing the mask.
Yeah, he's wearing the mask. Unless he was being a real pain in the ass about wearing a mask first, and then she just thought, you know, because they have the right to say, no, you start off being an asshole. I God only knows what else is coming once we go
well,
up in the
that's
air
what
and
Joe
I don't
said.
Want to do that. Right. So I do see that point to it. However, I do think that if that is their policy about simply having political statements on your shirts that aren't using offensive language, it's like, no. I might not agree with that. You know, I might not like that statement. It doesn't really bother me. I don't care. But the thing is, you know, then you know, like you said, they can't wear MAGA hats. You can't, and it's like, how far are we going to go with this?
But it's almost like the comedy show we just discussed. Everybody's got something to say.
Yeah,
you know, and if some guy walks down the aisle and you know says something about the mask, it could escalate into something.
Now here's how stupid this guy is.
500 miles an hour, 50,000 feet up.
So apparently, I can only assume what's in this moron's head. I guess he's equating having to wear a mask on a plane because of Joe Biden. I guess that's the calculus he's doing. But when Donald Trump was president, during COVID, you had to wear a mask on a plane. Again, I can't protest all you want, but don't be fucking stupid. Know what the hell you're doing. We have to stop with the stupid. They should have gotten the 30,000 feet and pushed him out. That's what now. It is time to thin the herd. We've been doing this for 10 plus years. Why won't you people listen to me? Think about if this guy was, if he was culled from the herd, would there be no interview with Fox News? Tucker Carlson wouldn't have to cross his eyes and his bewilderment. You know, there'd be other things we could be talking about. And this person would be dead. He could use his little mask as a parachute. Let's go, Brandon!
This is not enough.
Especially on an airline where the pilot yells "Yeehaw" on the takeoff roll. I don't know, you know?
Yeah, but I do enjoy that feature.
You know, I wonder though if we were to read this story on something other than liberal Yahoo News, would the story have been slightly different about what the problem was with him? You know what I mean? Because they're
what
saying,
do you mean Fox News covered it? They quoted Fox News.
No, they did quote Fox News, but didn't you say the story came from like
something on TikTok?
Yeah, something on TikTok, a TikTok group called Liberal Yahoos, you know, and it's like
Liberals of TikTok or something.
Okay, yeah, but that's what I'm saying is that if this story came from there, I mean, yeah. Fox reported it, so maybe they were telling not everything. They left out the part about, oh, he was being
an ass. I saw a video. It didn't look like he was being a problem. I don't know what happened beforehand.
Right.
Listen, if the guy had, if he had a shirt that said fuck, I get it.
Yeah, then I think that's turn it inside out or something, because you can't fly with that. No, that's still offensive to people.
I don't know. People got to stop. People can be offended by everything.
That's the thing. You know, people have just gotten out of hand. I look at it as like trying to, you know, I mean, there's almost incidents on planes all the time. People just lost their civility. If they're trying to do something to stop an incident of something happening, and the flight being diverted, and you know, I'm pissed off. I'm trying to fly back from New York from L.A. I got to divert to freaking, you know, Ohio because this asshole, you know, this two assholes had a problem over a fucking mask. Just take the fucking thing off, put it in your pocket, wear the surgical mask, and let's all go to New York with no problem. God damn it all.
God damn it all.
I like that. God damn it all.
All right, let's move on. After Neo, he's a musician, for those who don't know. I don't know how many people know. He's pretty popular.
Yeah, I mean, even I had heard of him, so there's something.
Recently shared his controversial opinion regarding who's to blame for the popularization of misogynistic music. Social media users are taking sides. Of course they are. During his latest stint on The Cruise Show, I have not heard of that show. Have you heard of that?
No, not at all.
Neo discussed his opinion that women should take some accountability for the rise of sexist and derogatory music made about them by male artists. It's gotten super misogynistic, which I don't understand. I understand it. The So Sick singer said, I most certainly do, singer said, because you bitches be hoes. Singer said of the current, that's how I open my show. And then you bitches and hoes, don't talk to me after the show, because I'll tell you, you got to go, unless you want to swing by and give me a blow. That's a direct quote from Neo. How am I not more popular? Anyway, Singer said the current state of music. And mind you, I can only blame us men halfway for that, because as a woman, if a man sings the word bitch to you and you smile at him, he's probably going to do it again and again and again and again. And the more misogynistic the lyrics get, the more y'all accept it, the more it's going to happen. That's just kind of what it is, the singer said. Before the clip was done, the Miss Independent singer added, ladies, I love you all to death, but if you want men to stop calling you bitches, stop dancing to the records. Some users commented that they 100% agree with Neo's stance. For example, one commenter on Instagram said, in truth, though, if we allow it by singing along and dancing to this shit, how can we ever expect it to stop or change? On the flip side, other users called out the problematic nature of Neo's point of view by highlighting that it asked female consumers to take accountability for the sexist music being released. How dare you ask a consumer to take responsibility of what they buy? We have no choice in what we buy. We must buy. What? That's right, because all you bitches besides shaking your ass are mindless whores. Because you can't possibly take responsibility for what you buy. You're a forced to buy, much like you were forced to wear a Let's Go Brandon mask on the plane. You were forced.
Well, you know, I don't think that they were saying necessarily that these were purchasers of the music, but the music is everywhere. You know, you go to a club, there it is. You know, you're watching certain TV shows.
Go to ShopRite, there it is.
Oh yeah, because you know, I love picking
it. There it is.
I love a good can-can sale where they're calling me a bitch and a hoe. That works for me.
I'm sorry. I just saw you shopping, and they let me use the mic. I apologize.
But I instantly knew who it was aimed at.
Yes. Nope, Neo is dead wrong and doesn't have the voice to speak for women about what we want to... What happens if he identifies as a woman? What we want to dance to and anything else? How about we get a women's perspective for once when it comes to women? Now, excuse me while I twerk. It's twerk issues. Society will always find a way to constantly blame women. Never any accountability for men. No, he is full of toxic masculinity. There it is. Yay! Toxic masculinity and part of the prob. I don't have time for the LEM, motherfuckers. This is the issue with the world. One user passionately added, it's never the men who disrespect women that are wrong. It's still the women's fault for the disrespect. See, you get it. It's a justification for an inappropriate action on the male part, but it's still the women who are blamed somehow. It's gaslighting. No, it's not. I did this because you did that. Not them being responsible for their behavior. This is a prime example of people not taking responsibility of their own behavior, and I'm saddened because I actually like this cat's music. Meow. All right. Here we go. First of all, he didn't exclusively blame women.
No, he didn't.
So that's an inaccurate take. He didn't say, you women are the reason why us men keep on making. I think he has a point of view, because if half the population goes, no, we don't like that. We don't like that at all. We're not buying that. Guess what? That music is not going to be made anymore because it's not profitable.
Yeah.
It's true. It's
so
true.
They got their opinion on it. You know, they got their opinion. The women that don't like it don't buy the music, don't dance to the tune.
Well, let Pip have the the say here, but we'll continue. But let's Pip, because she, for better or for worse, is the female portion of the show.
As a vagina American, I like.
Do you identify as a vagina American?
I do identify as a vagina American. Hold on a second.
Odd fact. Pip's vagina was born in America, but when she participated at the Winter Olympics, her vagina represented China.
Yeah. It was a technicality.
It's a Chinese vagina.
I can't say what I was going to say now.
It was a China.
I'll get canceled. It was a vagina joke, but I don't want the stress.
Oh, it was
go on.
It was a China.
It was a China. Go on.
Well, no, I think that there is merit on both sides of this, actually, because I think that there is, you know, whenever you have a group of people who are marginalized, and I mean, there is plenty of misogyny to go around in the world, and women still 86 cents for the dollar for every man that works. We still have a lot.
Too much?
No.
Oh.
We still have a ways to go.
87 cents?
That would be better.
Okay.
Keep going.
Well, there was actually a major victory for the women's soccer, American soccer today. They sued, who's ever in charge of soccer, because they were not getting equal pay.
Right.
And today they won in court. They will get equal pay going forward, be treated the same. So it was a victory, and they got $24 million.
No, you know what?
And what was this on?
The women's soccer, for years, they were not getting paid or treated as well as the men were. And they're like, hey, we draw. We're doing – and we're better. Quite frankly, our American female soccer players have had more success in international play than the men's soccer. Like, we win gold and shit, and you give us half the – I don't know what the percentage was. We don't get the money.
What's their – a lot of people go to see women's soccer?
No, this was more like international play, the U.S. women's team. That they weren't getting treated the same.
When it comes to women's basketball, I mean, they're complaining you don't get enough money, but they really don't draw, and the NBA funnels so much money over to them to cover all their expenses.
Well, the NBA owns it. The NBA owns it. All right, go on, Pip.
That's
just the light that's going. We're not possessed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, you know.
It looks like a rave. It looks like a rave in my hall over there. The light's fucking going on.
The lights start flickering, and I'm like, is your wife trying to tell you something?
No, my wife is shaking her ass, that bitch and hoe.
Stop twerking against the light switch. It's driving us crazy.
She couldn't twerk if she wanted to right now.
Oh, no. No, but, I mean, on one hand, you know, women do still have a way to go before we're truly equal. And in this country, but throughout the world, oh my goodness. But also, there is a point that if we started being smarter consumers, and if there were things that we didn't like, that we stopped consuming them and we stopped showing our, you know, gratitude towards, oh, yay, they're calling us bitches and hoes. Let's move our asses about it. You know, if you don't participate, yeah, money speaks, and that would be a good way to protest that kind of.
You know, you're talking about a dance where drunk chicks at a disco, drunk chicks at a dance club. It's not exactly the suffragettes.
No, but they're buying the music. And here's the thing that's not brought up: women make music where they call other women bitches and hoes too. There's plenty of that too. That's
right.
Not in the conversation. Listen, take some fucking responsibility. Is it misogynistic? Yes. Does it have a good rhythm? Yeah, then you're going to fucking dance. I mean,
you do have to be a grown-up, and you have to say, you know what, I don't like this. I don't like the message it sends for my daughters. I don't like how it makes me feel. I don't participate. But, it's like there's so many – it's just like the whole thing about, you know, women beating each other up. That's also self-hatred. That's self-loathing. You know, we're second-class citizens. Let's cut each other down. It's like women have still not grown up enough to realize that they should be lifting each other up and supporting. And so this is just, you know, women don't support women. Men don't support women, you know, in certain instances. And this is one of them.
See, I'm the reverse. I like women who support me. See, yeah. I'm the reverse. I'm fucking smart about
You're
this.
You're no dope.
I am no dope. And I'll shake my ass on the dance floor. Call me a bitch all you want.
Only your missus gets to see you twerk. But, you know, if that's what turns around, hey, more power to her.
My milkshake makes all the women run from the yard. My milkshake.
Oh, my God, make it stop.
We need to boycott milkshakes.
Now I know why I can't tolerate dairy. Ah!
You know what? Neo raised an uncomfortable point. It's just the reality of it.
It is.
Now, and he never
point.
Said that women were solely responsible.
No.
He said this is part of the equation.
Yeah.
And he's right. You don't want the music? Stop fucking dancing. Stop requesting it.
Yeah, don't buy it.
Yeah.
Don't request it.
Because you know what? A woman calling another woman a bitch is kind of like, you know, I mean, in certain genres, it's kind of like the N-word's thrown around. It's just part of the music. And listen, Rock did it too. I mean, you know, girls, girls, girls. That was not about your choir, ladies. That was about strippers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's part of music.
Yeah.
And listen, there were songs about women looking at men as sexual objects.
Sure there are.
And that's fine. Who cares? It's fucking music. Let's move on.
Yeah,
songs about sexuality and women in a derogatory sense. I played on 2 fucking albums worth of that shit.
All right, let's do some School of Fools.
School of Fools.
Parents of high school students in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, have started a petition to remove school official because of the classic heavy metal band Iron Maiden. Close to 400 people have signed the change.org petition to transfer Eden High School principal Sharon Burns. iHeartRadio reported that the petition was started by Debbie Lynn. As concerned parents with impressionable children at Eden High School in St. Catharines, Ontario, we are deeply disturbed. Not shallow. Nobody's ever shallowly disturbed. It's always deep. It's always penetrating. We are deeply disturbed.
Like they'll walk through a room and stop and think about it and then shake their head and move on. They're very deeply disturbed.
I couldn't continue with my walk across the room. I had to stop and sit.
Is this coal mine level disturbance?
Yes.
Or Marianas Trench level disturbance?
I don't know what that is.
Marianas Trench.
I don't know what that is. It sounds like a big vagina. I don't know what that is.
They're all big vaginas to you.
Well, that's because I'm working with a small spade. We are deeply...
Well played, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. See, now you feel like the woman who wanted to give me the opinion at the comedy show. It's just not worth it. Just go on with your day. Don't talk to me. There's the lesson there. We're deeply disturbed that the principal assigned to the school blatantly showed satanic symbols and her allegiance to satanic practices on her public social media platforms, where all the students can see them under @EdenPrincipal, not her personal account, the petition said. On Friday... So this was on her public profile, not her personal profile. On Friday, an update on the petition said they didn't want to remove Burns because of her love for Iron Maiden, but because of openly displaying her own handmade sign with the 666 clearly displayed on it. The number 666 is used to represent the devil, antichrist, or evil. Iron Maiden was formed in 1975 in East London, England, and grew popular in the early 1980s with several albums going platinum or gold, including The Number of the Beast in 1982 and Peace of Mind in 1983. The group is due touring. Burns' Twitter bio identifies her as principal at Eden High School, growth mindset practitioner, fueled by metal and ska and chickens.
I don't understand that, I think it's funny.
I think she likes to eat chickens.
I think so.
A petition in support of Burns had more than 10,000 supporters by Friday night. It's ridiculous that a couple of parents only judge her role as principal only based on an Instagram as opposed to a pentagram post. About liking the band Iron Maiden. That's it. Eden High School is a public school, not a Christian school. If you somehow don't like the principal of your child, grandchild, relative, etc. school, then send them to another one, it said. Well, you can't always do that. The incident is reminiscent of the satanic panic of the 1980s when conspiracy theorists claimed that satanic cults were abusing children. And QAnon picked it up again because it's that type of fucking thinking. Vox reported that paranoia will destroy you. Grew in the 1980s.
That's... Paranoia will destroy
ya.
And now it's time for the musical accompaniment portion of the show.
You don't remember that song by the Kinks?
I'm the one who fucking just quoted it, stupid.
I know. I didn't know if you made that up as a phrase or if you knew the song.
I knew how the song's supposed to sound.
Okay, yeah.
And then I was introduced to your version of it.
the duet of poo.
Not a bad name. Vox reported the paranoia grew in the 1980s as many faced anxieties over changing family structures and needs for childcare, and an increase in attention to kidnapping as faces of victims began to be placed on milk cartons, because, you know, women won't hold still for you and put them on tits. At the same time, Vox reported that Christian fundamentalism was growing, and so we were messages fighting against things relating to spirits. Anti-occult crusader Pat Pulling, that sounds dirty, for example, said Dungeons and Dragons. I'm Pat Pulling over here.
Oh, yeah.
Where's your hand? Leave me alone. I'm Pat Pulling.
Pull harder.
I'm trying. Said Dungeons and Dragons and fantasy tabletop role-playing game caused her daughter's suicide and labeled the game as dangerous to children. Maybe it was her batshit mom that did it. But
I can see your dirty pillows.
I can see you Pat Pulling over there. Vice reported the fear also led to certain types of music being seen as the work of Satan, especially heavy metal. Can you imagine that Satan's down there? Well, what should I do today? Today, let's make some music about me!
Yeah.
Me. And more drums and bass. No cowbell, I'm Satan.
All worship me!
Sounds like something he would do. Yeah. Sharon Burns, principal of Eden High School in St. Catharines, Ontario, now this is the follow-up, has been allowed to keep her job after coming under fire from some of her students' parents. The controversy began early in the month when Burns posted a pair of photos on Instagram, including one of her throwing a horns while standing in front of an Iron Maiden banner and license plate, and one of the an Eddie the Head doll on her dashboard, along with a sign that says Eddie 666. The photos, which Burns later deleted from her account, led to the creation of a petition entitled "Eden High School Principal Sharon Burns Needs to Be Transferred Immediately." It's as fucking catchy as Joe's titles for his blog posts. The petition, Jesus Christ, a title shouldn't take up a paragraph. The petition, which ultimately garnered upwards of 500 signatures, 500, I tell you, 500, I says, before being shut down, read in part. As concerned parents, we are deeply disturbed that the principal's sign to school blatantly showed satanic symbols and her allegiance to satanic practices on her public social media platforms. As parents, we are demanding her transfer to another school. Please replace her with another principal who aligns with the values of the families at Eden and will not sabotage the teaching or upholding those values and will not try to introduce impressionable students to satanic practices or symbolism. Thankfully, a counter petition, "We Need Mrs. Burns," was launched in response and eventually collecting over 20,000 signatures. Oh, we made you look stupid. Burn for Burns! The counter petition has now won out and Burns is allowed to keep her job, according to the National Post. Kim Sweeney, chief communications officer for the District School Board of Niagara, the school board spoke with Burns and the parents who published the complaints, and the issue is over as far as the board is concerned. No disciplinary action or policy changes were needed. "I'm surprised it blew up the way it did," said St. Catharines City Councilor Carrie Porter, of the international attention the story received. "It's funny and silly and frustrating all at the same time, because I really don't know people." The report adds that the fracas may be rooted in Eden's enduring Christian roots in the community it serves. It began as a Bible school founded by the Mennonite Brethren in the 1930s, then became a private Christian school, and in 1988 converted to a public school, but retained the wearing of school uniforms and still hosts privately funded after-school Christian activities. You can view Burns' original offending. All right, so this was Joe's blog, so we'll let Joe have first crack.
Yeah, basically I said the 80s called and they want their controversy back. Starting every school day, jumping on a desk like Bruce Dickinson, singing "Aces High," which would be very cool.
I gotta tell you, I would like to see that. I would enjoy that.
Oh, that would rule. Yeah, but anyway, basically, what they point out, and ironically, I was mentioning yesterday, we actually did this segment on Ann's show yesterday. Yes, I was saying we were doing it tonight, and they put up pictures of her at the concert. Nothing out of the normal. It's a rock concert. That's the name of the band. That's the banner. It's not like she's preaching satanic stuff. Also, what they don't bring up is how amazing Bruce Dickinson is. I mean, number one, he's one of the best singers in the business. He's a commercial airline pilot. Okay, flies the bands to the gig. Yes, some of their songs are about the devil, but a lot of them are about airplanes and air races and stuff like that, war and stuff. It's a heavy metal band. It doesn't dictate
I gotta tell you, an air show does not exactly exude metal to me, but okay.
Wait a second. Unless it says, air show!
We're gonna fly our planes! Rock! Okay. Whatever. Go on,
well,
Joe.
Well, actually, the way I wrote, I don't have my glasses on. Basically, I phrased it wrong. What I wrote is the tragedy and triumph of flight, because they do the song Aces High. They also do a song about a Zeppelin that crashed on the album a couple of years ago. Tales of Sea, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner.
So they're upbeat.
Egyptian mysticism from Power Slave. So their song is very, their lyrics are very well read, very interesting. And that's the way it is. You want to know something? If there was a rap, she liked a rap band and she had that was, you know, with dealing with gangster rap and stuff like that, wouldn't you have a problem with it? Most likely. But if she's not in there talking about bitches and hoes and getting paid, you know, who gives a shit?
Well, that's Health Class. All right. Here's the thing. She should have posted it on her own social media, and she should have her social media private, where only her friends and family are people she deems. So it was stupid of her to do, because you know what society we live in. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, they decided right. You know, she had a talking to, like, listen, what are you doing? And she keeps her job. And, like, really? So they, like, transfer the principal. Where are you going to transfer Satan's principal to? It's not like another school is with open. Oh, we're getting the satanic principal. Yay. I mean, it's not real. Why'd she get transferred? She likes Satan. Nobody's welcoming that. You can't. You're really talking about ending her career is what you're doing. That's what you're doing.
As I wrote my blog, there has to be some parents in there that are Maiden fans. You know, I mean, it's not a young person.
No, this is Canada. They're more of a bare naked ladies type of audience.
No.
Hysterical. But, you know, but that, yeah, so that yeah, people think bare naked, but, oh, well, they're promoting nudity. But she did, you know, and as I prefaced it in the latter part of my blog, she should have used her head, though. And said, I'm a teacher. Look, I dig Maiden, but, you know, I got to watch what I post on here.
You know, out of all the stupidity that we cover on the show and bad decisions people make, this is very mild by comparison.
Yeah.
Out of all the stupid shit we cover in schools, just give her a talking to. Listen, some of the parents are complaining. You know, post that on your private one. Don't do it on the principal one. And let's move on.
Yeah. You know what? There have been a history of people losing jobs or being disciplined because of what they post on social media. And that's why some people don't want anybody to know who they are or where they work, because they're afraid of what might happen to them.
No, that point just dawned on me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that...
I broke Pip. Usually I wait till the third segment to break Pip.
Yeah.
The thing is,
if the only way that this teacher supporting Maiden, the only time that I would want her fired, if she said that Can I Play With Madness in the encore was a good idea, which I thought was absolutely horrible.
I was like, I guess this is an, I don't know Iron Maiden that well.
I don't either, but I remember him saying this.
I guess is that Iron Maiden's equivalent to Kiss's Music of the Elder? You know, like just a god-awful album.
It was their most commercial tune, which is a good tune.
Oh.
But no way is it in an encore.
I remember him saying that that was not an encore. I don't know the song, but I remember his critique of this before.
You have a very good memory.
But not always, but this worked.
It's like an 80s poppy tune, but it's like, I like It's All Right, so not their best tune, but it shouldn't have been in the encore. That's the only thing I would call her out and want to fire for. She said that, no, that's fine in the encore.
I just think that, like Joe was saying, in this day and age, people know that they're just going to get torn to pieces.
Well, apparently they don't, Pip.
Well,
apparently they don't know.
I know. It's really strange that she didn't know, because being a teacher, being in school has...
She's a principal.
Yeah, but we're not too far away from the days when being a teacher had a morality clause in the contract.
Oh, we're very far. Now you can fuck the students.
Yeah. No, you still can't.
Anthony Cumia always brings up a great point. When we were in school, you would see, if you saw the teacher at the supermarket, you're like, holy shit, they're real. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
But now, you know, you can see, you didn't see a teacher like on vacation or hanging out with her friends or wearing a Maiden shirt. You know, so it's like the whole mysticism of a teacher and their life outside of not like a secret.
I saw my art teacher.
Social media kind of crossed that boundary.
I saw my art teacher bussing tables at a restaurant in the mall when I was a small child.
Yeah.
That'll ruin you.
Yeah, I saw a kindergarten teacher in the supermarket, and for some reason, I was shocked that they do their own shopping.
I thought they had kindergartners do it for them. They usher out the children. Go forth and bring me animal crackers.
Yeah, I don't know what I thought, what their lives were.
Because we were small children.
But we were kids, and that's what you thought.
And now you think your principal worships Satan. That's what you think now.
You know, I always kind of chuckle when people believe in Satan or demons.
Well, we've had Satanists on the show.
Dave
Harris and Heather Height.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dave and Heather, but I think the people who believe in Satan are hilarious.
Why is that any more hilarious than believing in God?
I think that's hilarious,
okay,
too.
All right. Well, Pip just wants to shit on everybody tonight. And this is why she can't use her real name, because she's a horrible human being.
Thank you. I need protection.
Yes. You need a double condom.
The people at my job like me so far. I don't want them to know what I do here.
We'll change that. I'll stroll in there.
No, you won't.
I most certainly will.
No.
I have issues with things that your company deals with.
No, well, you know what? You'll have to go elsewhere.
I will not. Yeah, all right. I mean, listen, again, just a little fucking common sense, but way overblown. Can you imagine starting a fucking petition over this?
Oh, my God. No, you know what? And these people, I'm sorry, but religious people really are full of themselves. And I'm, for one, sick of it, is that, you know, people in Canada as well as in the United States, you know, trying to push their agenda on people who don't necessarily believe in the strict, narrow, sensitive version of religion that they believe in. It's just, you know what? Keep it to yourself. Believe what you believe. Leave out the rest of us the fuck out of it. Stop it.
All right, and let's go on to Nazi news.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
That has cancel written all over it. Earlier this month, Wright said Fred, yeah, they're still around, promoted a live stream spouting white supremacy and anti-vax rhetoric hosted by the leader of a group described as the UK's biggest fascist threat. That's pretty fucking cool when you're the biggest. I mean, UK's a pretty good country.
Well, you know what? They aspired to something, and they're reaching their goals, and hooray for
that.
No,
but it's not like you're Moldova's biggest fascist threat. You're UK. Good for you. Bully, bully.
Is Moldova any bigger than the UK?
It doesn't have the power the UK does.
Well, that's true. I just meant size-wise.
I don't know. Okay. I don't. I'm not a size queen, dear.
Not what I heard.
No.
Well, just look at there's a reason why that cock behind Joe's head is so huge.
Probably practically poking him in the ear. Is that uncomfortable?
Yeah, good old ear job.
It's like Johnny Carson show all over again.
Yes. The UK's biggest fascist threat and move, their representative reportedly said, was done in error. And, you know, if there's one thing Wright said Fred is known for, it's solid decisions. Over the weekend, The Mirror reported that the 90s Euro pop band best known for the single I'm Too Sexy, which Drake recently brought back into the mainstream consciousness, did he? I was unaware. Shared a link to the live stream on their Telegram account, which sports over 5,600 followers. Hosting the stream was Mark Collette, a notorious white supremacist and neo-Nazi who in 2019 founded the far-right echo chamber Patriotic Alternative. He was joined by avowed white supremacist blogger Jason Quoney. I don't know how you read the Ulya.
Umlaut.
Okay, whatever. Don't fucking spout your Nazi rhetoric here. Umlaut. Umlaut? That's what it is? Umlaut?
Umlaut.
That's stupid.
Umlaut.
That's fucking umlaut. Stupid.
The little two dots.
Yeah, that's fucking. I'm not racist. I don't give a shit. Who often posts under the moniker, No White Guilt. None. You can have all the desserts you want. There is no white guilt. As well as former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke. By the way, David Duke Jr. plays for the Brooklyn Nets. Black man, unrelated.
Oh my God! Imagine walking around with that name and being black. That's crazy.
He's got way more ups than the white Nazi.
Absolutely.
Colette reportedly acknowledged the boost in views his stream gained by Right Said Fred posting, "I never thought Right Said Fred would ever share any of my content. I can pinch myself, but we live in interesting times." It's interesting seeing so many mainstream celebrities, I mean, this is ending up on Telegram because of the censorship on mainstream social networks.
No.
Okay. No. On their Telegram profile, Right Said Fred described themselves as two musicians with opinions that don't fit the mainstream news media narrative, and music that doesn't fit into the mainstream either. Though in a statement shared by a representative of the duo, they claimed they posted the link to Colette's live stream in error because they realized Jews have power in music. The boys share information they feel isn't covered by mainstream media. This is a rare example where the band got it wrong. Really? Did they see the outfits they were wearing in the I'm Too Sexy? Last August...
I'm so sexy in my sheath, so sexy in my sheath, walking down by the burning cross, I'm...
You know, that's the bonus, that's the bonus track on Rotgut's second album.
I was thinking, I'm too sexy for the Nazis, too sexy for the Nazis.
So sexy. Hello, I sit on it like Potsy?
Shotsy.
All right, you. I don't know why you guys are making light of this very serious story.
Do you know where you are?
I don't, and I'm a little scared. Last August, singer Richard Fairbrass was hospitalized after he contracted COVID-19. He maintained staunch in his views that the vaccine for the virus is a scam. However, telling reporters outside his home that he was absolutely not getting the jab. I'd rather be sick. According to the band's Instagram, they attend an anti-vaccination rally in London last month. They'd previously caught flack for their presence at one in September 2020. I don't know if this was a mistake or not. I kind of feel like it was a mistake that it got into the mainstream attention, and they kind of had like shit. They got caught with shit on their mesh shirts.
Ooh.
I don't think they really feel that badly about it. It's like, ah, fuck.
You know, they made a mistake misunderstanding who they were getting involved with, apparently. And, you know, it's like, I mean, I think that there have been people who, you know, just they think they're doing the right thing. They just take gigs and then they dig into it and they realize who they've just gotten into bed with and they go, oh, damn. I don't think that there's anything intentional about this at all.
I don't know, but how sad is it when a Right Said Fred can boost your viewer count?
Oh, gosh.
He's got one song. How many? They're a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, they
no,
are.
Joe. No, why don't you appreciate them for the artists and trendsetters they are? How dare you?
I think they...
Hold on. No, I got more. He has absolutely no respect for Europop. This is why we got kicked off England. It's this lack of respect that Joe has.
Yeah, well, when he told Top of the Pops to go fuck themselves, that was...
Yeah.
That just did us in. Well, I think... National Right Said Fred? Was that what they were thinking?
I was doing and then I'll let Joe have his word. I was doing the promo video and by mistake, and I left it in, I said White Said Fred.
White Said Fred.
I didn't mean to, but I left
That's
it in.
Hilarious.
All right, Joe, what'd you want to say?
I think what they did was they were trying to get publicity. I think because they have an upcoming thing coming up, and I think they went on the wrong place, and they look like, I think we fucked up.
Yeah, so you and I kind of agree. What do you think Eric Clapton's thinking now that he realizes he has things in common with Right Said Fred?
he's thinking, faggots. That's what he's thinking.
I mean, because I did like I'm Too Sexy back in the day.
I still like that.
Well, I mean, I'll leave it on, but it's never on.
It celebrates cats and how sexy they are. What's not to like about this song?
Walking on the catwalk.
Shake your little tush on the catwalk.
Oh. Good, you know?
I sing this song to my cats.
Do you?
Sometimes.
Oh, that's why you think it's an honest mistake. You're invested. All right. That explains it now. Actually, my Pip has a soft spot for those two skinheaded fucking one-hit wonders.
I do.
She has more sympathy for them than for Eric Clapton. All right, let's do some scam.
At this point, yes.
Let's do some scam busters.
Busters!
Alrighty. Let's lower that there for a second. A shocking number of Americans will spend Valentine's Day not only brokenhearted, but dead broke after being swindled by digital dating services. Digital dating deceivers.
Services.
I'm having
all
sorts of issues tonight. The Lovelorn were grifted out of $547 million by dating app scammers last year. $547 million.
That's shocking.
And this is why I'm your hero.
Yes.
I'm the people's champion. Scammers last year, a shocking 78% increase over the previous record of $307 million in losses in 2020, according to the Federal Trade Commission. The number of reported cases...
Does that include inflation?
Probably not, because they gathered the numbers last year. I don't know, Joe.
Oh, he's pleased with himself. Look at that grin.
I don't know.
Pleased with himself. Did you like the screech of tires while we had to think about that?
Nobody could stop a show like Joe. And this is why people write nasty things on social media. And nobody can stop Joe like a nasty comment on social media.
Watch his head whip around. Wait a minute.
Do me a favor, tweet something insulting at him to fucking get him to dummy up. He'll concentrate on that over there. That'll take up 15 minutes of Joe's time so I can get through this story.
How dare, Pip?
Well, here's why you're wrong. And, you know, I feel better now. I'm so pretty and so right. I slayed that troll. I am Joe Curry, Troll Slayer.
There's a dozen more under the bridge. You didn't do it.
There's an army of trolls, and Joe has the keyboards to handle it.
We spent 10 minutes on how you put a woman in her place at the show.
Yeah, I made a fucking comment in person. She said it to me. I dispatched her. That's what it was. I didn't want proof of this is why you're wrong. Well, no, actually, the Jesus joke is very funny because of this. No, your opinion doesn't matter. Get to stepping, stupid.
And then you carried on for 10 minutes during the show about it. You're just as bad as me, admit it.
No. Social media is different. I don't pay attention to social media.
Brought to you on Facebook.
I don't pay. Yeah, but if like randos say something stupid, I don't pay attention.
No, I know. But I get butthurt and mad sometimes at social media comments. Not as much as I used to, but I used to tear people's asses.
Yeah, but if I don't know you, I don't give a shit.
No, even randos, every once in a while I would tear into them. Now I don't waste the time.
Oh, good girl. All right. The number of reported cases climbed from 33,000 to 56,000, or 70% over the same year. See, that's good that people are reporting it, though. The heartbreaking trend has defrauded hundreds of thousands of Americans out of more than $1.3 billion over the past 5 years.
Jesus Christ.
You could buy a sports franchise with that. Victim-turned-activist Rebecca D'Antonio, speaking this week on Banfield on News Nation, said the con is now bigger than bank fraud. The Florida woman was swindled out of $100,000 by a loathsome Lothario she met on OkCupid, with her purported to be a widowed father and oil industry contractor from Australia. We've heard that story before, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wonder if they at least had cyber sex. They know what to say to disarm you. Well, they don't know what to say to disarm me, but they know what to disarm to a lot of people.
Yes.
I know what to say to disarm them.
Yes. Thank God.
What?
Thank goodness.
Yes. I'm not the hero you need. I'm the hero you have. Yeah, you stuck with me.
That's a good lyric. I got to steal that.
Of course. Why wouldn't you? You stole our fucking story yesterday.
Write that down.
Look, he won't think any more for himself. He's fucking bringing our stories to Kumia's show, stealing my... He's a fucking hack, this one. That's why he has to do the same 7 minutes. He hasn't stolen anything recently.
Oh, no, no. Don't you... What was it? Garcia?
Yeah, Pip, you really laid that point well when you had to stop and think what the hell you were talking about.
Welcome to my hell.
So, Joe, how's it nice having in your army somebody shooting directly at you from behind? Quite the sidekick you have there, pal.
I was trying to help, but I sputtered.
No, no, not in this case. She was all there to fuck you up while trying to help.
I was trying to help, and I fell down.
Go on without me.
Run on your own. I can't save you, Joe.
Thinking about it, you'll be better on your own. I'm only dragging you down like the anchor I am.
No, Kowalski, no. I'll save you. No, Kowalski, no.
Go on without me. Joe's like, okay, that's a good idea.
Kowalski, there's always the guy that gets shot in the Army movies. Like, what's your name, soldier? Kowalski. Oh, this guy's dead.
Oh. Might as well wear a red shirt.
So apparently Poles in Army movies and black people in horror movies and a certain color shirt in Star Trek movies.
And the kids who like to screw in camps.
Yeah, well, who doesn't like to screw in camp? That's why I love baseball camp. But I digress.
Oh, my.
Well, you got to use that bat for something. Wasn't hitting. Anyway, victim turned active. Nah, I was a good hitter. The Florida woman was... What? See? That's how comedy works, Pip. The Florida woman was swindled out of $100,000 by a low sum. They know what to say to disarm you. They know what to say to make you feel valued. They would not thrive in this situation, said D'Antonio, who was forced into bankruptcy by the ordeal. This is their bread and butter, so they're very practiced at it. That is very true.
Yes.
Which makes me real wonder what the fuck they think when they're dealing with me. Because this is their bread and butter. But they're like engaging for months or year plus. And, like, I mean, shouldn't they be better?
They should. Well, the ones that you've encountered, they certainly should be better.
Well, that's true. Actually, I've chastised them.
As we discussed before, I mean, you're not the only one there. I mean, he makes the rounds. So, you know, they go back to you, they toy with you, maybe you're a little entertaining, and then they move on to the next person.
I don't know. Maybe they diddle themselves but while they talk to me. Who knows? She finally realized the con was on and confronted, quote, Matthew, telling him that his scam had driven her to contemplate suicide. Well, you have to do what you have to do, was the heartless response.
What a dick. I mean, it's not surprising, but it's a bad name.
Well, we did the same thing with Dick Eldorado. They didn't give a shit.
Right.
When Dick Eldorado offed himself.
How many times have they made, like, a movie? They don't care. They don't give a shit. I mean, how many times over the years we ran into phrases like that?
Oh, my God. I killed fake Davin at one point, and they still kept asking him for money after he was dead.
You didn't kill me.
Shot you.
You injured me.
I injured you badly, and they still wanted money out of you.
The next day she did.
The next day.
Well, why let a little gun wound, a little gunplay get in the way of business?
Can you send me money? Oh, that's right. You still have to get those bullets dug out of your body? Well, as soon as you get those out, I want you to hobble over to the ATM.
All right, so you read the transcript. The con skyrocketing growth has sparked warnings from federal agencies and watchdog groups, including the FTC, FBI, and Better Business Bureau, along with the release of a new Netflix documentary exploring the phenomenon, the Tinder Swindler. What?
I always love the phrase watchdog group. It's like, rah, 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 rah. Thank you. Good boy.
There actually are more commercials on TV about it now.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. Should be.
Seducers often display certain hallmarks, the feds warn, typically claiming to work overseas in the military. Hey! Are they talking about my Michelle? Well, you never can tell. My Michelle. See, I can do music too.
Yes.
Poorly. As a selfless doctor serving with an international organization, or as Matthew claimed, in the oil industry. Never natural gas. Matthew, it turns out, was a front for a criminal gang out of Nigeria, D'Antonio said. The scammers strike up a relationship with their targets to build their trust, sometimes talking or chatting several times a day. Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. They then make up a story and ask for money. Yes, they do. The Tinder swindler details the career of a prolific dating app con man, Shimon Hayut, often known as Simon Leviev. He allegedly defrauded victims around the world out of $10 million by claiming to be the son of an Israeli diamond industry tycoon who duped one woman from Norway out of $500,000, according to reports in the Norwegian press, after introducing her luxurious jet-setting international lifestyle that soon proved to be a fraud. It says it's just terrible that this is just getting worse. I mean, I mean, the warnings are out there. You would think more people would know about this. We've been talking about this shit for a decade. It's on plenty of TV shows, plenty of news stations, and still, you know, there's now the scammers have gotten better.
Here's the thing: if you are, and I have stopped the scammer segments so many times in regards to a phrase that they said or a situation where we'll laugh at something, but it's something that's out of the context of a bit that we do is devastating to a person. They don't care. Now, why do the people fall for this? Because they're lonely. They're looking for companionship. They're alone. So they figure if I have to spend $100, $1,000, $10,000, I'm getting companionship. And it's sad what they do. I mean, it's from heartless, gutless people. And it's a shame. And if you're in a frame of mind where, you know, it's like when my marriage was ending, I wasn't thinking clearly, you know. And you know,
thank God you had Mavis there.
Say what?
Said, thank God you had Mavis there.
Yeah. You know, let me tell you something. A lot of the stuff that I was writing is Dick Eldorado. I'm like, shit, this is mirroring real life at this moment. But still, I wouldn't lay out that money. But you're not in a right frame of mind, you know.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, we had that. What, you know, we had that one woman. What was the woman that we had from Japan?
Ann Jackson.
We had Ann Jackson, who was an intelligent woman, you know, and would bring up during the course of her writing, like current events that were to the point. But she got through because she was lonely. She thought that she had something. This is not going to stop because you're always going to have lonely people that are looking for companionship, that are willing to spend the money on the hope that there could be romance at the end of it. And it's a shame what's going on.
You know, it's just like, real love interests. People who are falling in love will overlook danger signs because they want so badly for it to be true. And they will build up the person in their mind to be the person they want them to be, not necessarily looking for clues to see who the person really is. You know, a lot of people have not learned that people are their actions rather than their words. And, you know, if somebody has, you know, just pays enough attention, says the right things, or says encouraging and supportive, loving things, they're thirsting for it so badly that they'll overlook, like in real life, they'll overlook the red flags.
All right. So on that note, when we come back from our break, we'll do some scamming scammers, where we get the last laugh on them. Because to date, the scammers are 0 for everything against me. they have not gotten any fucking thing. Winning, winning, winning. All right. On the break, we got new music from Norman Netro with You Know. And you can learn more about him at khb-music.de. And like I said, when we come back, we'll do some...